everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
At a certain level, understand something. When God's moving you to another level, oftentimes you're going to experience discomfort. Because he's dealing with your comfort level. He's not mad at you. The devil's not got victory over you. God is just moving you out of that to another place, a higher place, often an upgrade, an increase. So you're going to have to increase. You can't stay at that same level and experience a higher level. You got to learn some new things. Amen. You got to die some more to yourself. You got to overcome some more fears. You got to slay some more giants. You got to enter into some realms that you don't may not like for a while. But God's moving you to a higher place. You have to understand this. Peter, launch out. Lord, we've been there all night. But at that word, something changes. Guess what? The fish were there at night. They were just hiding. Can you see them talking to each other? Yeah, that's Peter's hook. But we ain't supposed to let him get us tonight. The Lord said, wait till tomorrow. See, they always catch us at night. But the Lord wanted them to catch us in the daytime. Something that's going to rock his comfort zone and his knowledge about how things work. God will purpose to do that. Why? To get you outside of yourself. Because self is limited. Tell somebody your level of faith is going to increase. Get ready for it. Number two, your current capacity for faith is going to increase. Amen. God getting ready to break some nets. I said, God's getting ready to break some nets. Show you that your thinking has been too small. Amen. Too limited. Too bound by this world's viewpoint and opinions. Amen. When God says, I'm still on the throne, I change not. Amen. There's no shortage in God. Period. Amen. I mean, he'll bless you in time of a famine. Yes, he will. He'll provide for you when there seems like there is no provision. Amen. Come on, how many believe in the same God that I believe in? Hasn't he always come through for you? Amen. The giver of life is still giving. Amen. Your current capacity of faith must increase. Your nets will break, and the ship that you have put so much faith in is about to sink. And the reason being, God is saying increase. He's not out to destroy you. He's saying increase. I need you to increase your capacity for me. I'm getting you ready for what I'm going to tell you about your water turning to wine. See, a famous preacher said one time, can you stand to be blessed? I took that to heart. Can you stand for God to really bless you? Are you really prepared for what God has in store for you? If he said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him, yet they're being revealed to us bit by bit by the Spirit of God. And I'm here to tell you this morning, you better get yourself ready for an overflow. You better get yourself ready for something. You gotta get a greater capacity, a greater level of faith to sustain what God is about to do. Get ready for the overflow. That tsunami wave of God's presence that tsunami wave of God's blessing and increase and everything that comes with it is about to hit. Amen. I said it's about to hit. While people will love and adore you, there are going to be people that hate you for no reason. I'm asking you, can you stand to be blessed? Life's about to change for a whole lot of people. In a good way, but in a challenging way. That's why God's been working on your building all these years. You wondering why? Why? When? God, when? And God is finally putting things in place for you to advance and increase in capacity so that when He comes, you can contain it. God's not trying to put you up for a season. He's trying to put you up permanent. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. A light needs to shine. Get that bushel off. Stop seeking to persuade men and be a God pleaser. Like it or don't like it. Tell the devil to hide and watch. God's getting ready to come in like a wave. Like a tsunami wave. There's going to be some suddenlies. There's going to be some breakthroughs. There's going to be some healings and deliverances. There's going to be some upgrades. Can you stand for Him to bless you? One thing about the Lord, He's not wasteful. He's not going to waste His time. He's not going to waste His resource. He's not going to pour into leaking vessels. Tell somebody, get your house in order. Come on, tell them, get your mind in order. Now the problem Peter had when the Lord came to him and the miracle was wrought, which is number three, Peter came to him and fell down at his feet. The Lord just blessed him. Blessing like no other blessing. Literally changed their lives. And Peter fell down before him and said, "Depart from me. I'm a sinful man. I'm not worthy." This was his mindset. I'm not worthy. Number three, you must see yourself as worthy. Amen. Get rid of that false humility. Hello? Too much at stake. The devil is blatant now. Transhumanism. Transgender. It's all infiltrated the school system. The government. Nations. He's not shy about anything. So why are you feeling unworthy about God's blessing and God's advancement on your life to advance the kingdom of God here in the earth? Why are we silent? Why are we shy? Why are we ashamed? Why are you feeling unworthy? If not you, then who? Amen. He's not looking for perfect vessels. He's looking for available vessels. Peter said, "Depart from me, I'm not worthy." Let me tell you something about true humility. True humility. First of all, when you don't have humility, now don't get this twisted. When you don't have humility, you can't handle the glory or fame. You can't handle it. When you don't have humility. If you have true humility, you're not afraid of fame. Amen. Or glory. Because you don't put a whole lot of emphasis on that. The glory belongs to God. And you don't really care whether people like you or not. You're not a performer. Amen. What you see is what you get. Amen. You're not a men pleaser. You're not a brown noser. You're not trying to get ahead man's way. If God don't build a house, we labor in vain. Except God keep the city, we can try to protect it all we want, but it's in vain. I'm talking about true humility. It's not the humble stuff that people think. You know, humility where everybody just walks all over you, treats you any kind of way, talks you any kind of way. You're just like an old dirty rag or something they just throw aside. That ain't humility. That's stupidity. You represent a kingdom. You are a child of God. You are chosen. Amen. Talk like a king. Walk like a king. Act like a king. Amen. Your life ought to demand some respect. Amen. As a matter of fact, the God in you, people ought to be afraid of that God in you. Amen. If you're walking this thing right, you don't have to brag on yourself. Let your life do the talking. Let Christ in you be glorified. Amen. True humility. If you have true humility, you're not afraid of money. Some people are afraid of success. Afraid of money. Some are afraid of praise. Oh, no, no, this is all Jesus. No, no, God used you. Like our chef yesterday. God used that brother to burn that food up. Yes, he used him. So we praise him in that sense. We thank God for him. I'm getting ready for your water to turn to some wine. See, you don't understand what happened when the water turned to wine. Hopefully we get to it. You gotta understand, everything changed.
Amen.
Everything changed. That's why Jesus, and I'm just a little bit ahead, that's why Jesus told Mary, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My time is not yet." He knew what hinged upon that wedding at Cana, turning that water to wine.
Amen.
And we need to understand, too, the package that comes with it.
Amen.
So that you're not disillusioned and want to go back to Egypt. When God's about to take you into your Canaan.
Amen.
Amen. How many know there's giants in the land of Canaan?
Amen.
Amen. There's enemies in the land of Canaan.
Amen.
Amen. But God will prepare a table before you in the presence. Amen. You got to know how to wheel and deal. You got to know how to stand. You got to know how to not be intimidated.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family-owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Who taught the sun where to stay?